दादा दामोदर भगवान की, श्री राधा दामोदर भगवान की, श्री राधा वृंदावन चंद्र की, श्री राधा माधव जी की, श्री राधा चैल चिकन जी की, श्री गिरिधारी जी की, श्री रूप गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। दिस इज अ वेरी पावरफुल प्लेस एंड देर आर मेनी 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 होली प्लेसेस इन वन होली प्लेस हियर। Right now we are sitting at the bottom of the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami and the Bhajan Kutir of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami, I told you yesterday that when Radha Govindji Mandir was under construction, Rupa Goswami came here to perform his bhajan in this kuti here. And till the last day of his life he was here, and when he left his body was put over here. Samadhi and Bhajan Kutir together, and in front of that we went to Prabhupada's house. There are two rooms, one is the room of kitchen and another is the sitting place and writing place. So he stayed for 3 years here, something like 1961 to 64, and he wrote the 3 volumes of the first skanda of Srimad Bhagavatam. The first Skanda was translated into English into 3 volumes, and he would write the translations and purports, explanations, get one copy, print it on udhar business, credit business, sell it and pay the money, and then write another one, again go and print on the credit business, and like that 3 volumes he printed. And then he made copies of that and he thought he was ready to go abroad. At that time, when his 3 volumes are ready, you can see the photograph in the room. In the room, there is a photograph. In the same place, he is sitting and gazing through the window. And what is he seeing? The Samadhi of Rupa Goswami. He is visible from there in sitting position. So when the 3 books were ready, at the end of 3 years, the Rupa Goswami appeared to him in that place. And behind him, the whole Sampradaya was present. All the gurus were present there. And Rupa Goswami told him, now you can leave, it's the right time to leave. At that time he left from there, he went to Bombay and met Sumati Murarji, and she gave him a free cargo passenger allowance, you know. Nobody travels in cargo boats. Cargo boat takes sometimes many months also. And cargo boat is tons and tons and tons of luggage and no yatris. Only the captain and some crew is there. So he said, I don't have any place. So she gave place in the cargo ship, which is very difficult for us to even imagine. Travel by cargo ship with seasickness for 100 days, like that, 30 days. So that is a place where the whole plan of the Hare Krishna movement, ISKCON movement, today which you see in the whole world, the whole plan was conceived over there. That is a place of contemplation, where he contemplated on the whole idea of establishing the ISKCON movement, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, spreading the holy name, establishing temples, distribution of books, prasad distribution, Haridam Sankirtan, Rath Yatra, whatever today you know ISKCON is famous for. All that was conceived in that small room there. And Prabhupada one time was sitting in Los Angeles temple, which is called as New Dwarka. And he established Rukmini Dwarkadish there. It's 7 Vatsaka Avenue in Los Angeles. And they built him a very beautiful palatial room. And he was sitting in the room and telling that to sit here in this opulent room is an austerity for me. And for me the luxury is go back to my rooms in Radha Damodar temple. But for the sake of service, I have to live here and do my service to Prabhupada, to his Guru Maharaj. So you can see, one may think, oh, why will he come back here? But his heart was in this place. He said, I will love to live in this place, but that will be luxury for me. So it's difficult to speak, I will go to some other place. Shri Radha Damodar Bhagavan ki jai.